The title, Front Porch View, just came to me one morning. Seconds after the title came, inner guidance told me to go to my bedroom closet and look in a shoebox on the top shelf on the right-hand side. I intuitively dug towards the bottom of the box, where I found the picture shown on the cover of this book. That is me sitting on my front porch. I was 8 years old at the time. The title, Front Porch View, gifted to me by my inner guidance, inspired me to author this book. Chapter 1, Living the Dream. In spring of 1962, I sat barefoot, wearing a cotton dress, on the worn linoleum floor. I was gazing up towards the ceiling of the room. I realized I was above myself, looking down at myself sitting on the floor. I wondered, how could I be up there and sitting on the floor? Which one was I? How could I be both the observer and the one being observed? I also felt another presence fill the room. This presence spoke to me. I felt a peacefulness that was safe and loving. It instructed me to put on my shoes, go outside, and sit down on the front porch. Without hesitation, I stood up, found my shoes, slipped them on without tying them, and walked towards the door. I somehow knew to trust and follow. As I opened the door and stepped out onto the porch, I felt a breeze blowing across my skin as I looked up into the sky as if I was seeing it for the first time. The colors of the sky and trees were so bright, it seemed like everything was alive. As I sat down on the porch, even the porch's wood seemed beautiful to me. I waited for further instructions. I felt an electric current pulsating through me from head to toe, then toe to head, pulsing, circulating back and forth until the electric current exited the top of my head. The electric energy connected to everything around me. Everything was electric energy, alive and pulsating. As the experience continued, a conversation between my energy and the energy all around me began. I understood everything. I experienced download after download of knowledge, a cellular encoding. I felt entranced by the light as it increased along with the energy. Energy poured down from an opening in the sky and entered the top of my head and my being. There was no logical understanding of how this was happening. It felt natural, and I trusted it. I have no recollection of the time frame. How long had I been sitting there? Time seemed to stand still. As the energy began to lessen, it seemed like the opening in the sky started closing. Again, I felt, heard, the presence speak. You are being given a choice at this moment between how the world will try to define you and what you already know is the true you, your soul. If you choose the worldly definition, over time you will forget the true you and what you are experiencing now, a connection to all that is. There's not a wrong choice, but you do have to choose. Your choice will decide your destiny in this lifetime. I knew that the choice meant surrendering to a persona that had not yet begun to develop, or I would become one with the life inside of me, my soul, and the connection to all of life, a seamless existence. I knew that the choice of forgetting meant that I would believe the limitations of the physical form, physical senses, and what the world would tell me about who I am. I could not choose to forget. If I decided not to remember, it would be like putting a genie in a bottle, never to be set free again. I chose liberation. I chose my soul.